Hey pilgrims, my name is Andrea. I'm from Brazil. I'm a journalist, photographer, and pilgrim. And I have to share to you an amazing story about a pilgrim who lives in Camino de Santiago for years without money, without planning. So, Alex Sackman, thank you so much for this first podcast in English for me. So all of you are allowed to laugh at me. I'm learning. And I have to say thank you to Francisco too, a Brazilian pilgrim who introduced me to Alex. So let's hear it.
First of all, thanks Andrea for inviting me. It's an honor. People ask me about my life, so I will try to explain in simple words why I do it. And I am half Dutch, half Spanish. My father is from the Netherlands, and my mother is from Barcelona, Spain. And I grew up between the two countries. I've been traveling around the world when I was younger than now. And life gives you the opportunity to see how people live in this earth. And I was working at the music branch for 23 years. I go through all the world and through Europe with metal bands like Metallica, AC/DC. I make the building for the stage. It was a hard, hard life. I learned a lot of it. But 14 years ago, I decided to quit with it because I was searching for something else in my life. And when I was very young, I was 17 years old, psoriasis, skin disease came through my body, through all my body. And when that happens, you are young, so you go depressed, you cry, your energy is no good. And after all these years, when you grow up in your life, suddenly, what I want is discover why I have that sickness, that psoriasis. Why I have psoriasis and other people from my family don't have that. I go to the doctor, you know, many times, and they gave you some creams for your skin and blah, blah, blah. And I was not happy with that. And people, they say always to me, you're going to be always sick. You're going to have always psoriasis in your body. And something inside of me say, Alex, that's not true. You have to discover another things in your life. So I start to read books about psychosomatic illness, okay? And psoriasis is the first one in the table. And I just start to read it about it. And I saw it is emotional thing. It's emotional family thing, all the sickness we have, especially psoriasis, because that's your skin, the outside of your body. So it means outside, around me, there is something that is not good for me. My feelings, okay? That's vibration. So I discover I have some problems with my mom, with my father, with my family, with my brother. I don't was happy. Also repeat with my work. And I always walk. Because when I've been travel around the world, I've been visit Nepal, I've been in the Everest in 2008, I've been in Thailand, in New Zealand, in Argentina, in Peru, always do some trekking path, you know, for a couple of days, couple of weeks. But in 2010, when I decide to retire from my work and everything, something inside me say, Alex, start to walk, but not like a pilgrim for 2-3 weeks, a month, 2 months. No, like a wanderer. And a wanderer, it means somebody start to walk in his life with his backpack. With all the problems, I start to walk, to go to a solvitur ambulando. Solvitur ambulando is a Latin for between you walk, you heal from your problems. And I started to do that in 2010, 14 years ago, sorry. And it's amazing. It's huge what every day happened to me because I started without money. I just flow every day. I don't have money. So when you don't have money, you can imagine what it means. Where I go sleep at night, when I go to eat, where I start in the morning, where I'm going to finish at night, because I don't have any guide with me, any information. You know, I have a mobile with me, yes, but I don't use any PDF of guide to do the walking through Spain or through Europe. I don't never use it. I just go and follow the signs. And I don't care if I have to sleep at night with my sleeping bag beneath a tree. And that's very emotional, vibrational, with vibrations. And I learned about it, you know, but I start because I had psoriasis.
I don't know if you see me, but I'm, do you know the, my skin?
Yeah, in
how
Spanish,
can I
in
say
Spanish
this?
You say piel de gallina.
Yes, piel de gallina.
Yeah.
Oh, how amazing. And where did you start? It was...
I start in the north of Spain. There is a path between France and Spain, the Pyrenean Mountains. It's called the GR11. And I start on the Basque side, on Irun. And I go all through the Pyrenees. And then it just starts the Camino Aragonés, Camino Francés. Between the Camino Francés and the Camino of the North, you know, there are several caminos in between, small ones. I did that all. I go all the way to Galicia, go downstairs to Portugal, to Algarve, and I spent 3.5 years crossing Andalusia on the coast, through the coast. I go direction to the middle of Spain in Madrid. From Madrid, I go return to Barcelona. I did all the Catalan coast also, and always we went sleeping back. Yeah.
And without planning and without money.
Without planning, without money since 2010. Yes, still do it.
And
still
can I
it.
Ask you how it works in one day in your life? How is it?
A day in my life. you know, you need to flow in life. Flowing is don't expect nothing and just live in the moment. And this is not any religious aspect, not even spiritual, okay? I think it's more a conscience, awareness of myself to tell to me I can do everything. Because, you know, we're living in a materialism world and sometimes we need money also. But when you don't have money, you can try yourself to survive. When I walk and I don't have nothing with me for food, I found food. You can find any fruit, lemons, apples on the roads. People come to me sometimes with bags of food when I take rest for 10 minutes, 50 minutes, 20 minutes in a place. The energy of the people come to me and they give me some food. It is true, when I arrive to places, sometimes I keep an eye on a house, on dogs. I have good hands, so I do a little carpenter work and I get paid for it for several days, several weeks. So I can rest also when somebody gives me a place for sleeping, you know. But most of the time I have done it outside sleeping. Yeah, it's flowing. It's just flowing without fear. It is a
yes.
Big problem. It's a big problem in our society. Be fear, you know, and you have to be fearless. But I think only when you have a big, huge experience, then fear disappears. It's fearless. And my skin now is completely well, you know. I still have some red spots, dots in my body because I had all my body with psoriasis. But I don't use anything, you know. I shower with cold water. I use cold water always. When I walk through the mountains, I see clean water in the rivers. So I make myself, take my clothes off, and I go jump into the water for a couple seconds because cold water is a shock. But that shock helps you very much. Yeah. I don't use any soap, just water.
Yes.
And my body smells very good. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to try such of things in life because you walk the Camino de Santiago, St. James Way, you use to use that word pilgrim, you know? Pilgrim is a great word. Pilgrims are from the ninth century. They came all across from England to Wales, Ireland with the ships to Bilbao, and they were the first. They opened the North Camino, the primitive Camino, and arrived in Santiago, and they start to build the cathedral from Obradoiro and in Santiago. Those people, they were the first pilgrims. And those first pilgrims, they don't sleep every day in a house. They sleep outside with all the families. And that's a very huge work for them, you know? And that is what I find very, wow, 1,000 years ago, those people live on that way. So I try it right now in the 21st century. Yeah, I can do it because it's very original. But for that, maybe you need a very huge mentality and a stronger mentality. Not everyone can do that. I know, but it's very healthy, you know. And you have pilgrims. If you have a wanderer, it's different in between. And it's like you are a loco, the fool from the tarot cards, you know. This is mysticism. This is alchemy. It's, you know, the alchemy is the ancient pilgrims. Awareness, conscience. You can learn a lot of those old books from alchemy, you know. I read a lot of the story of that kind of things, you know. So the hermetism, the secrecy from things, from plants, from books, from cathedrals, from churches, from illumination, from the sky, from the stars, the universe, the earth, everything, you know. It's, I like to learn those things and to apply in my life. Yeah.
It's so inspiring because, I don't know, I may believe like 5% of all that you are talking about. It's amazing. What are you doing? Because the Camino for me, it's to prove for me that a simple life, it could be so happy, so easy, so natural, so simple, and we are happy, and that's it. We don't need all the things in this material world.
No, we don't need it. There are some things we need, of course, but not everything what people think we need, you know. Life is more simple. And if you are open and you flow, magic things happen, you know. Not every day, but when that happens, I enjoy it very much. I enjoy it now when I eat. I try to eat once in a day only. And when that happens, you know, the flavor, the smell of the food is so different than before. For me, I enjoy it very much. And there are a lot of people, they invite me to their houses or come up, Alex, we're going to eat at a restaurant or something like that. You deserve it. All those experiences happen to me. It's magical. It is wow. Yeah. Because in a normal life, people don't realize what they do, what they have. Very simple, very materialism, like robots, you know. And that's not the way I think and I want to live in my life. You live once, so you have to do it right now. Because sometimes people are, we go back again, they are fear, and they say, okay, I will try it next year. I want to do this, but I'm going to do it in 2 years' time. And no. If you have an idea and you want to do it, try to do it right now. Because something inside of you is going to change. Because, you know, heart and mind, there's unity. That's what you think, you feel, and what you feel, you think. So it's amazing. It's amazing. That's the only thing I can tell you about it, you know. And it's because a lot of things happen in your life, then you're going to start a road, a new way of living, you know. And today of the day, there is so much people talk about conscience and about blah, blah, blah and things, but I think they don't do it right. That's what I think. So I try to do it in another way. Harder, but I see the results for myself, from my attitudes, from the way I speak or the way I treat people now, because you make evolution for the right. in my opinion, for myself, other people outside around me, I don't know how they can think about me, but I try to be honest, you know? So, yeah. And a lot of people like you, why you start this? Because things happens in your life. And then you have to stop to think about it. And yeah, all the ways are difficult in life. Come on, that's the way it is life. But try to do it in a good move, you know? And I don't know. I wish to pick up a lot of people with me, you know, and go to the mountains like 3-4 days, sleeping outside, with no food, with nothing, just what the trees give you and what you found those days for eating. And people gonna clean themselves, you know. It's just you don't need to eat every day. You don't need that. No. It's everything here. Strongness. I am now in a house for several days, watching, keeping an eye on a couple dogs. It's a friend's house here. And I have to leave on Monday. And I don't know where I go to Monday. I just start to walk and we see where I arrive. That's the way, you know?
Oh, it's so nice. But you're talking about it's all in here, in our mind, our strength. Yeah. But also, you talk about something. I think we following our hearts. It's the strength here, but follow our heart. And in Portuguese, is heart is coração.
Coração.
Yes, and courage is coragem.
Coragem.
All
courage.
It's like the action of the heart. The heart's action. It's to follow our heart. It's in flowing like you are doing, I think. It's
a little courage. You need a little courage to do things. That's it, because life is more than we do. There is so many things. And for me, you have religion, the normal things for people. Then you have spirituality. And when you have your religion, your spirituality, you have your conscience. You go a step further on. People stuck here, and they don't go up. That's my way of thinking, of see what happens around me. So not every person is the same. There are people more wake up, and there are people that are sleeping. The way they live, the way they work, you know, family, blah, blah, blah. But when you are alone, you detach from everything. You have everything and you keep it on. You keep it from your life. And then you are with yourself. In Spanish, it's soledad, soledad. You've been with yourself. Sol is the sun. Ledad is from identity, identidad, identity. So la soledad from one person with the sun, with enlightening in his way, with himself. Go forward, no afterwards, go forward. That's very important. And this is not mythology. This is not philosophy. No, that's the way of living. That's it. And it's very simple to do it. And I wish also find my place in my house. And I think I go the good direction with what I'm doing. But it's a hard story for the rest of people also, you know? I don't sell nothing. I just live. And then people always tell me, you need to write a book, to open a YouTube channel. And I'm not that kind of way. If somebody wants to come to me and write a book, can do it. We can sit a couple of days and we can talk about what I do or what I have been going through life, and we can make a book about it. And if somebody wants to make an interview like now, it is perfect. People just have to ask to me. Because today we have social media, and you know, I don't need it. I have Facebook and I have Instagram. I don't post too much. And when I post, are very deep things, you know, not everybody can understand. So I don't know, Andrea, that's my view, you know. It's with I have a very heavy experience in my life with red dots in the sky, you know. I saw lights in the sky, and I've been sleeping in a very huge houses, abandoned houses, and I have been see things, I have been feeling things, but that is that's another story, I think. But that's all emotional to me. And when I see those things and when I feel those things, I say, why happens to me, you know? So, yeah, because the red dots several times in my life, you know, 4 times already. And I've been seeing other things and I've been feeling another things around me. And when you are open, really open, the vibration in life is so huge. We can't see our vibration, vibratory. We can't see it, but there is something there. There must be something there. I don't know. I think somebody tell me to do these things, and I just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't expect nothing. My sickness, if I was sick, I have to cure myself. And to cure myself is not one day, not 1 month, and maybe not 1 year, but maybe a decade, or maybe all the path you walk in your life. That's the cure, with another point of view in your life, with another conscience. We can't cure in 1 hour. No.
We some spend feel everything. And that's it.
Yeah, we need time. And people, they don't have time outside. They want resolve problems right now, bam, bam. And that's not the way of life. That's not the way. We need time for everything. Change your personality, change your attitude in life. That's very important. And you have to start with yourself first. With yourself first. Nobody come to you and say, you have to do that, you have to do that, blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. You have to do by yourself. You can pick up some things from religion, from spirituality, but it's your self-conscience.
And for it, I think we have to stay with us a little for each a time for us. I think
always.
People normally don't have time to be quiet with himself or herself. We are always running and doing things, and we don't stop normally. And
yeah,
for
yeah.
Do something like you, like be with yourself. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of people around in the world that they do things like I do, you know. So, and you know by yourself when pilgrim and when you walk, your legs are tired, your body is tired, but after 3-4 days you feel very strong, you know. And I've been turned 55 2 weeks ago, and I feel like a kid from 18, you know. So, and I'm. Yeah, it's a long way. It is a long way, but the results are magnificent. That's what I see by myself. So if I can do it, somebody else can do it also. But there are three things in life. That's, I call it the Trinity, illumination. Trinity, it is when you don't have a roof above you, a house, when you don't have a plate for fruit, and when you don't have a bed for sleeping. Those three things. When you work those three things in this path, in this path like I do, wow, fear is gone. Fear is gone. Because those are the three aspects of society, the normal things: house, food, and then bed. But realize yourself when you don't have that. What happens every day? You search for a place, you search the way how you can feed yourself, and you search for a place for sleeping. And sometimes not for sleeping, sometimes for rest your body in a different ways, in different places, with different people around you. Sometimes I am alone for days and days. So I've been eating flowers also sometimes, and nothing happens. It's nature. It's healthy for your body. It's good for your body. But I don't want to spend all my life with this. Of course not. But this is an interesting period of my life, from learning, awareness. That's the alchemy, what I do with myself. And I'm sure everything's going to be all right. I think everything, I'm going to find my place. I'm going to find a way of help people also. Like I tell you before, you know, somewhere, a place in the mountains, people come to me 3-4 days, and we're going to do a walk through the mountains for 3-4 days, sleeping outside, speaking about life, you know, about fear, because I wish to work with people with fear, and fear have to converge in fearless, you know? Yeah. In nature, nature is so important. Have trees around you, healthy water. Water is so important for people. Always water, and you need always your glass bottle. Glass bottle always. No plastic, please. No plastics.
Yes, the little things that to come back to a simpler life. I think a lot of movements with some people, yeah, with so many people, to come back to our origins or a simpler life, to eat healthier. And what are you saying about the water?
What people did centuries ago?
Yes.
We have to honor them, and we have to honor them. We honor ourselves in this society. But everything changed, you know, radically every century. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with everything in the world.
Yes.
And I was a year and a half, I was in the Canary Islands, on the island La Palma, with a volcano, you know. I stay 82 days there. Helping people 6 hours every day with the ashes beneath the volcano. I was volunteer working, such kind of things I do also, you know. So I was in Santiago, I arrived in Santiago 1.5 years ago, and I don't have money, I don't have nothing. So I was bidding on the streets for some money and pay the ticket, the flight ticket to Tenerife. And I arrive in Tenerife, and in Tenerife, I don't get money. I meet somebody, they pay me, you go with the ship, with the boat from Tenerife, La Palma, and they pay me the boat. I arrive at the place very quickly, everything, and on the island, they give me a place for sleep, they gave me food, gave me shelter. The next day, I start to work like 6 hours every day, 82 days with the ashes. And it was amazing experience. You have to be open and just help people. And when you do that, people will come back to you and will help you in another way of other, you know. But it's attitude, eh? Attitude.
Can I ask you, how old are you?
I am last January the 3rd, I was 55.
And do you have, I don't know, any other thing to do? Do you want to do anything with your life, or just flow like you are doing now? Or do you have some dream? I don't know.
Before, I'm speaking about 15 years from in the back. I've been travel around the world. I've been in South America. I've been through all Europe. I've been New Zealand. I've been in Southeast Asia, Nepal, Thailand, things, Cambodia. I want to see at the time. And I wish to do something like I told you before, with people somewhere in a house in the mountains. They come to me, and we work what fear is. But just walking in the nature, talking about plants, about trees, about the philosophy of a path, confront the snow, the cold, the winter time, confront the summertime, the high temperatures, but keep walking. And how to find water, how to rest, how many kilometers you can do in a day. I wish to do that with groups around the world. I wish to do it, but at this, of course, I need a place. I need a place. I need a place with a house where I can do that. And after what I have done right now, I have done 50,500 kilometers already. And I wish to find a place in the Pyrenees, in the mountains. Yeah, on the side of the coast from Catalonia, from Barcelona up to the French border. And then to the right, you go into the Pyrenees. I wish to find a place like that because it's a good weather here and a good health, clean sky and the water in the part of the Pyrenees are very good also. So yeah, I don't know. I've been a couple months ago in the Netherlands. I've been working also because, I don't saw my father for 23 years, and in life you have a path, and that is forgiveness, forgive and forgiveness. And like every one of us have things with family, of course. And I found my father in the Netherlands, and I stay for 8 months in the Netherlands next to him. We meet each other again. I work for 8 months in a huge company. Because I can use all the machines, you know. So I was working with a machine. I had the opportunity to make also what money. And 3 months ago, I came back from the Netherlands. I resolved my problems with my father and with people from the past, because I have my old story with the Netherlands. When I was young and you are different, you were thinking different, you were doing different in life. So always was thinking I have to return to the Netherlands to forgive the Netherlands, to forgive my father, to speak with the Netherlands, to touch the Netherlands, to walk on the Netherlands, to touch my father. And I've been done these things for 8 months now in the Netherlands, and I feel very well. I feel very strong, and I think that's the correct things I have to do in life: forgiveness, forgive. And just continue my life. And that's, I'm doing that with several people the last months also. And it heal yourself, you know, from inside. So you can keep smiling in your life. Yeah.
Alex, it was amazing. Thank you so much. But I want to ask you a last question. And if you want to say something more, but
Okay.
I'm thinking about the people that are trying to do the first Camino or trying to do something in his life, her life.
Yes.
And it's the people with fear that can do this yet. I don't know. What do you wanna say to these people to give them some, I don't know, courage, maybe?
I will say, of course, courage, but also motivators themselves. You know, people think that they can do those things. You can do everything and more in your life. It just starts. And you know how we start. One foot, another foot, one step, another step, and just go and just flow. So don't be stressful. Don't be fear. Don't have fear with you. It just start. It's very simple. It's a word, four letters, start. Comenzar. No, I don't know, because you don't need to be fear in your life. You don't need it. You don't need it. We can do everything what we want in life. And of course, courage. But courage is your heart and your mind unity, you know? And when this is okay and this is okay, and don't think about money, don't think about food, just flow. Everything will appear. It appears. It doesn't matter. Maybe you have to wait 2-3 days, but money, food, and places to sleep. But sometimes you have to go through other things. So sleeping outside once. That's an experience. I remember the first time I did it. Really, in this Camino, when I started in the Pyrenees, it was my first night. I done 40 kilometers that day. I was very tired. And I found abandoned house, little house in the mountains, very high, 2,000 meters high. And it was cold, it was freezing. And I had my jacket, you know, my sleeping bag, and not really prepared for it. But I was in that abandoned house inside, and there was a hole in the roof. I could see the stars, you know, in the sky. And I say, wow, what is this, man? And that feeling I had at the time about fear, you know, sadness, and I just converse. I did the opposite of it. Just be happy, be strong. Everything is going to be okay, Alex. Tomorrow, another day. And that's the way I do it. And that's the way I wish to explain to the people. Don't have fear. And you can read a lot of books about it. And you can follow a lot of groups and people about it. But finally, yourself have to do it. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You have to do it by yourself. And then it's easy. And don't think about the day of tomorrow and blah, blah, blah. No. Live now because you live once, please.
Thank you, Alex. I hope that we can meet in person someday, maybe walking a little. Okay. Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much, Andrea, for this opportunity to express myself.
Oh, thank you. And well, I'm gonna publish this, and I send you the link, and we stay in touch.
Okay, we will do it. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Buen camino en la vida.
Buen camino tú también en la vida. Gracias, muy amable.
Gracias, muy amable.
Obrigado. Chao.
Chao.